Good afternoon, Mark.
How are you going?
So there has been a newly released report by the Australian Bureau of Statistics on film, television and digital games. So what kind of an insight has this given us to the rise of online watching?
It's really shown us that whilst many of us had been saying, look, the industry is definitely changing, the statistics that have come out of this has really shown that Australians have really uptaken subscription services like Netflix, like Stan, and it's really starting to impact free-to-air television.
Yeah, definitely. And how has the popularity of commercial free-to-air TV changed in the past few years?
I think it's about the content, and it's also about just how we engage and how we consume that content. So it's sort of across two different angles. So we can't just look at one and not the other.
And how are platforms such as Netflix comparing to free-to-air channels?
Since Netflix has come in, we've really seen the uptake really skyrocket. It doesn't seem like it's really slowing down anytime soon. So that's definitely having an impact on how we watch content and which content we actually are watching in terms of Australians. So there's definitely a major shift that's happening.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, because Netflix is a relatively new thing to Australia as well, that kind of has shifted the Australian market slightly.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is Foxtel has really seen this 30% penetration rate that it's had for many years now. And Netflix is already starting to, only just being here for a couple of years, already starting to get to that same point as to where Foxtel is. And that's really why last week Foxtel rebranded itself. It launched its new service, Foxtel Now, which is replacing Foxtel Play. So there's definitely some different plays happening at the moment.
Yeah, so would you say that Foxtel's almost another threat to free-to-air TV?
I think we might see some interesting things happen. And so the example of that is now that Ten's gone into voluntary administration. I think we might see some interesting partnerships between Foxtel and Ten. It's already started to happen where we've seen programs like Gogglebox, which are joint venture programs between Foxtel and Ten, where it airs on Foxtel one night and then the following night it'll air on Ten. I think we're going to see more about sport, A-League being the example where now Ten has the Saturday night game and Foxtel obviously have the remaining rights. I think the Big Bash League and the Cricket Australia media rights that all happen, probably this year sometime, they'll be the interesting ones to look at. Channel 10 already has the rights to the Big Bash and they'll want to hang on to those, but I don't think they're in the financial place to do that. So we might see them partnering with Foxtel to actually gain at least some of the games.
Yeah, I do think you are quite right. It's an interesting one with Channel 10 because I'm not too sure if they will completely just fizzle out or not. But do you also think that this could happen to other TV networks like 9, 7?
I don't think we're going to see a massive exodus by all the free-to-air commercial broadcasters in Australia. I think we're going to see some different shaping and different ways in the way that they approach themselves. 7 have very much come out seeing themselves as a media company, not necessarily as a TV broadcaster. And I think that different shift in the mindset is something that we need to start looking at. We've seen, so I'm also on the board of C31, which is the community television station here in Melbourne. And, that will, at the end of this month, their free-to-air broadcasting will be switched off. But the only way you're going to access community TV will be by online. So there's some various things happening across here. And then we've got media ownership laws and regulations. So there's so much at play at the moment.
Yeah, definitely is quite an interesting shift that is happening at the moment. So what do you think is going to happen to local content?
I think local content is the interesting one. And so free-to-air broadcasters or the networks themselves have stated that they've got regulations at the moment where they must produce a certain amount of local content. And they've been very clear in stating that it's not very fair if they're doing it and online streaming services aren't. And I tend to agree with that. But my concern is if you remove that regulation from free-to-air broadcasters and nothing replaces it, that we might see, the loss of jobs and also the industry as a whole and local content. So we're removing that. I agree it has to be across the board, but we need to be smart in the way that we set that up.
Yeah, definitely. It really does bring up an interesting topic, especially because of the fact that our TV habits anyway are slightly moved more towards the Americanized and British kind of markets as well. So it will be interesting to see what does happen with the local content.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking from a personal experience, I have two young kids who are 3 and 5, and you know, they, most of their content is watched via an iPad, and it's YouTube Kids, and so most of the content they're really watching is American-based content. And so I noticed some of the words that they'll say are actually American rather than Australian. So there's some cultural elements in there as well, and so we need to be cautious of those as well.
Yeah, definitely. It is a really interesting topic. Thank you so much for coming on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.